Hey, welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max. Santa Claus is a bitch.
Yeah. Apparently he goes missing in a new movie.
Oh, I want to see that. I want to see that movie.
Yeah, it didn't do well at the box office, though.
Well, fuck the box office, man.
But they think they're going to make all their money back on streaming.
Yeah, I want to see that. Like, who the fuck goes to the movies anymore? I would actually love to. I just never get around to it.
Yeah.
But I fucking want to see it. Like, fucking...
Well, it should be available for you to stream in December.
Good. I'm going to stream it. I'm going to watch fucking... I'm going to watch Captain America and The Rock save Christmas.
And Santa. Anyway, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
That's a sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by Black Label Supplements.
Ooh, do it.
If you're on a fitness journey and you need supplements, you need some protein powder, you need some creatine, whatever, blacklabelsupplements.com has you covered. Go there. Use code SHANE15 at checkout. Save yourself some money at checkout. It's good stuff. I use it. I can recommend it. It's third-party tested. It's safe. So you're not going to get any weird fucking protein powder or whatever. It's all good stuff. The only thing I haven't tried is their... Anyway, I haven't tried their fish oil because I don't like taking fish oil.
Is it in pill form?
Yeah.
You just swallow the pill.
I know, but it makes me sick.
Oh, well, if it makes you sick, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm allergic to fish oil pills.
Yeah, that really could be. Do you have like a shellfish allergy?
I think so. I mean, I eat like tilapia and shit.
That's not shellfish. Do you eat shrimp?
Yeah. No problem with shrimp.
Clams?
No problem with clams.
Crab?
No problem with crabs.
Then you don't have a shellfish allergy. Those are all the shellfish.
Yeah, but I have some kind of weird thing with fish oil pills.
I believe it, man. You know, people have different like fucking intolerances for shit. Me? Sometimes, not always, bananas will make my mouth feel itchy.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, I love bananas, but...
Bananas are good.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I want to say, like, 10% of the time when I eat a banana, it'll make my mouth slightly itchy.
You know what else is good? And I've been having one a day lately.
What?
Fucking Honeycrisp apples, dude.
Dude, those are delightful. But I'm going to tell you what's even better than a Honeycrisp apple.
I don't know.
This is a new type of apple. They crossed a Honeycrisp with something else. They called it a Cosmic Crisp.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they're fucking delicious.
I don't know. Honeycrisp were pretty good in the morning.
Yeah. The Honeycrisp is great, man. That's the official apple of Washington State.
Really?
Yeah.
Washington?
Yeah, Washington.
Fucking Washington.
Fucking Washington.
Honeycrisp apples in Nirvana.
Pearl Jam. The fucking honey. Wait, is it called the Honeycrisp? The Honeycrisp. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fucking delightful.
Yes.
Remember when we were kids and they had three kinds of apples?
Yes. Yeah, there was red apples.
The Red Delicious, the Granny Smith,
yeah,
and the Gold Delicious.
The gold one was always weird.
Yeah. So the red ones, if they had flavor, which they did maybe a fifth of the time,
yeah,
they were pretty decent. But yeah, the rest of the time, they were flavorless.
Yeah.
The gold ones were a little weird. They were sweeter, but they were just a little weird.
And soft.
And soft. Yeah, yeah. Almost like...
So you always had a Granny Smith.
Yeah, yeah. But a Granny Smith, you know, it's not very flavorful. It's tart, not very sweet. It's a good apple, whatever. But man, nowadays they got all these great apples. They got the Fuji and the Envy and the Honeycrisp and all that.
I've been on a Fuji kick for a while.
Dude, Fujis are delightful, man. My only problem with the Fuji is it's like all sweet, no tart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's why I like the Honeycrisp. Yeah, it's a nice balance.
It's a really great balance. Yeah.
So, you know, that last episode we did, I would talk to you about it last week because we were going to, here's the story. We were going to record. I got to the secret recording spot to record, which is Max's house. And we got set up and I forgot the device that we used to record on.
Yes. We didn't have all the hardware that we needed.
So we didn't record last week. And I had this whole thing that I was going to say about the fact that on the last episode we did, we talked a little bit, not even really, but we mentioned something about a political thing.
Barely. We basically mentioned that politics is a bummer.
Yes.
That's basically what we mentioned.
Yes.
And people just went apeshit about
that. Dude, I got so much shit. I got so many emails about people actually used a website, so I guess that's good.
That is good. That is good.
Hey, you want any information on sponsorships or whatever? episodes. You want episodes emailed to you as soon as they drop, go to our website.
Fucking go to the website.
ShaneAndIShow.com. That has all our information there. Check it out.
Yeah.
That's our shout out for our website. Anyway, I got a lot of emails from people. I don't know. It's five a lot. It was like five or six.
It's more than we usually get. And they were fucking outraged, right?
Yeah. They were. Yeah. There was one guy that said I was un-American.
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 Yeah.
And I just assumed that I voted for somebody.
Yeah.
And just assumed that I was just going to kill his daughter. So one guy said, thanks for killing my daughter.
Yeah. And I was there. I was there when we said all those things.
Right.
I heard everything you said.
I didn't say who are. I just said, use your head.
Yeah. Literally, all you did was encourage people to fucking think critically and say that politics is a bummer.
Yeah.
And I fully agree with both those
statements. So now you can't even say that.
Yeah, apparently not, because people will hear that. And whatever their mood is, either you're a fucking saint or a demon.
Yeah.
And I guess those people were in
I was a demon, dude.
They thought you were a demon.
And don't even get me started on the reason. Don't get me started on this, because I could go way deeper on this and I don't want to.
Yeah, let's not.
I just want to save it once. I'm going to say it again. We are not a political podcast.
This is not a political podcast. We go out of our way not to fucking get into politics. We talk about Blue Jays instead.
Yes.
Right?
We make metaphors.
Like, if we have to get into something, we make metaphors about
all
birds.
I mentioned was to think for yourself when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
Don't just blindly.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just come on. Yeah. Man. We could do better.
We can all do better.
I'm just a guy who does a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not like Joe Rogan. I mean, shoot, if you want, you should have gone after him.
Joe Rogan's out there fucking giving presidential endorsements and shit. Yeah. We said politics is a bummer and we encourage the electorate to fucking engage in some like critical thinking. That's so like,
not to get emotional
and not get emotional. Like, I mean, all right.
So anyway, we're not going to mention it anymore.
We're not.
But hey, use your head.
Use your fucking, you know what? And don't have, you have a knee-jerk reaction, whatever your knee-jerk reaction is, if it makes you want to swing your dick at somebody, don't.
I just got this picture of this guy being like, I'm going to swing my dick.
That's exactly what happened. This guy got all outraged over something that he imagined, and he started swinging his dick on the internet.
Dude, I got women that emailed me saying they would.
And they were swinging their dick at you.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
One of these women said, thanks for, something about. It was really super passive aggressive, dude. Like, it was like, hey, I really like your show. It's really funny until you said this one thing. She even had the timestamp.
She had the timestamp.
Yeah.
Wow.
At 10 minutes and at whatever the time was on the thing.
Yeah.
You said people should not be emotional. How are people not supposed to be emotional when it's a big deal? It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Like, you're allowed to have your feelings. It's just, you don't have to make everything about, it's just,
and then she said I sounded like a commie.
Fucking take the drama out of, sounded like a commie. this
makes me laugh.
This is giving me an idea, though.
What's this saying?
Is giving me an idea. Because this is some of the best, like, interaction that we've had with listeners.
Right.
Some of the most passionate and energetic interaction we've had with listeners.
Here's the thing. Our listeners may be quiet.
Yes.
But they're fucking loyal.
They are. But here's what I'm thinking. Maybe we should just go for outrage. and
that Family Guy episode?
Like the Family Guy episode? Like, I don't know the Family Guy episode, but just go for outrage.
Will Brian and Stewie get a radio show?
Yeah.
And they start throwing hot dogs at girls' boobs?
Okay, yeah. They did the Howard Stern thing. Yeah. Good for them. But yeah, let's just if we can get
go for broke,
if we can get some good outrage going,
that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you think, people? Should we get more outrageous, or should we just like chill out?
Yeah, we're already pretty chill to begin with. I think we need to bring the outrage.
Yeah,
I think we need to provoke their outrage.
Here's the other thing. You know where else I had to go today?
Where?
And it fucking sucked, dude.
Tell me.
Guess where I had to go and it fucking sucked.
The DMV.
No. It's kind of close.
The post office.
No.
City Hall.
No. No, I had to go someplace big.
Someplace big.
And you need a membership.
Costco?
Yeah.
And
I was like, okay. Because I'm helping my housemate out with some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs some stuff from Costco. And I was like, okay, it's like 1 o'clock on Tuesday. It's not going to be that bad. Fucking A, was I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
It took me 45. I needed 6 things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Took me 45 minutes to navigate my way through people and to navigate up the line.
Yeah.
People just, their shopping carts filled with shit. One guy, the guy in front of me, because his line was shorter, so I was like, I'll go that line to check out because I only got like 6 things.
Yeah.
He had one of those flatbed carts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Filled to the top.
Yes.
And different shit in all these little boxes. So they had to go through all the little boxes to ring them up. Dude, I didn't get out of there. I got there at like 12:50.
Yeah.
I didn't get out of there and get home until like 1:40.
Goddamn. Yeah. You do have to learn to read the lines.
Yeah.
That is something about Costco. You got to learn to read the lines.
But it was brutal, man. Like people are like just standing in the middle of fucking the aisle and they're just standing there.
Just standing there. Looking around, all fucking like, oh, taking in the sights.
Yeah, because you had mentioned it before that people do that there. And I was like, I haven't seen it. And I've never been there like on a weekday.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like, you got people waiting in line for fucking samples.
Yes. Waiting in line for samples.
And the lady's you got to hold your own. You guys got to wait a minute. I got to heat the, oh, come on. We're here for the samples.
Yeah. And the really fucked up thing is like, if you're there for the samples, if you want to wait in line for the samples, fine. But don't wait in line in the middle of the fucking aisle.
I'm with you, man.
Oh, my God. These people.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it until today. Like, I was like, literally, I felt like I was in a fight, man. I was just like.
Oh, dude, you get out and you're exhausted. You're like emotionally spent. Dude, I'm done.
And I had to get 2 hot dogs for the guy. And I was like, that's no big deal. Because when you ring out, they're like, do you want to get anything from the concession stand? And it saves you time there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was brutal, dude. It was like this busy ass day that wasn't supposed to be busy. Like I woke up this morning and I had all the shit I had to do. And it just got busy.
Yeah.
And Costco was like the last place I wanted to be, but I'm like, you know, I'm a nice guy. I'm going to help my roommate out.
Yeah. Last time I went to Costco, I literally went in. There was this one thing that I was going to order online.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, but I want it this week. So I'm just going to see if they have it at the local. Right. So I walk in, they didn't have it, whatever. I'm like, well, here, I'll grab a thing of sushi, $15, big ass sushi meal. That's really? That's a good ass lunch. Yeah, man. So I grabbed it. I fucking checked out, easy peasy, no big deal. And then I'm in that line to get out the door where they check everyone's receipts, right?
That was the other part. There was
And they usually are able to keep that line going pretty efficiently because how badly can a customer fuck up just handing you their receipt, right?
You'd be surprised.
And this one went fairly smoothly, except that this lady wanted to make a bit of chit chat while she was there with the guy who was checking her receipt. And then he's like, thank you. He hands her receipt back so she can leave. She takes 2 steps out the door. And then stops to neatly tuck the receipt in her purse right there in the door, in the middle of fucking everything, just stops to take a minute to put the receipt in her purse, just right the fuck there. And I'm there. I hand the guy my receipt. He looks at my one item and the look in his eyes when he looked at me, he could obviously tell the feelings I was feeling. He looked at me like, man, I know I'm so sorry that you have to deal with this shit. I see this all day, every day. And we had a moment, which was nice.
Right.
But by the time I got to my car and was driving out of the parking lot, I was fully up to here. I'm holding to the people listening. I'm holding my hand up to like eye level. I was up to here. I was just so fucking done with the human race.
Yeah. You get like that there, dude. I got home and I was just tired, and then I had this meeting for work on Zoom that I had to do. Like literally when I got home from doing all my stuff in the morning, I was like, oh perfect, I got 2 hours before the meeting, and then I'm gonna go home and chill out for a little bit. And then my roommate said, hey, could you go to Costco for me? And then I was like, yeah, I could do that. And it was like literally six things.
Yeah.
And by the time I got home, I had 20 minutes till my meeting. And I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how it goes sometimes. I guess you could call, I bet people are listening and they're like, oh, they're bitching about Costco. It sounds like first world problems.
It really fucking is.
It is.
You buy way too much shit for real cheap, but you have to have money to get in the door to begin with. And this is total gold plated problems.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hear you.
I hear you, but I'm still up to here. And I'm still up to here with fucking people.
And you know what? I'd rather go to a Costco than be broke.
Yeah, me too.
I've been broke many a times in my life.
Me too. You play that game at the fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
You got 237 and you're like, man, what can I eat this week for my 237, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good problem to have, but I tell you, it's just dealing with people. I don't like it sometimes. No. I used to think I was a very social guy, right? Yeah, and around the holidays, I really start figuring this out mm-hmm. because you start getting invited to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And the older I've gotten, the more comfortable I've gotten realizing that I don't like to fucking be social.
No.
I can handle one or two holiday parties,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Just thinking about going to a holiday party makes me exhausted.
Yeah, oh, it does. But I mean, I figured it out this year. I'm like the first person that asked me to go to a holiday party. That's the only one I'm going to this year.
Cool.
That's it. Like, I don't want to, I don't want to exhaust myself, man.
Cool.
I remember being at these parties all the time when I was younger and not even fucking talking to anybody.
Oh, me too.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Like, I couldn't figure out, like, I really thought I liked being social. Like, I really thought I was a social guy. And it turns out I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of socially awkward.
Yeah,
so
you might just be selectively social.
Yeah.
Social when you feel
like it. I mean, if it's people that I really like being around,
yeah,
I don't have a problem.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But then, like, if say you get invited to a party and it's people that you just feel really easy around, it's not like going to a party. It's just hanging out with some friends.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like one or two I'm doing this year.
Yeah.
If I get invited to like a close friend's place, I'll go probably. Other than that, no, because I start thinking about this stuff right around this time because it's like it's coming up and I got to mentally gear myself to like be cheery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I got to step into this gear because you don't want to be an asshole around Christmas. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I've done that before and it doesn't really fucking work because you wind up being fucking alone on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least in my experience, it's like,
no, I've done it too.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, you know, I try not to ruin Christmas for the people around me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like, you don't want to ruin Christmas for everybody else. So it's like, I put on the face, you know what I mean? And I go and do my Christmas cheer thing.
Yes.
But it's like, man, it takes me at least 2 weeks before, like, I know it's coming up in 3 weeks, so I got to start now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to start getting in this holiday mood now.
Yeah, you got to.
That might be the title of the episode.
Getting in the mood.
The holiday mood.
The holiday mood.
Getting in the holiday mood. Anyway, every time I say it out loud, I fucking forget it.
That's good, because that's not a super awesome episode name. In my humble opinion.
In your humble opinion?
That'll be the episode name. In my humble opinion.
In my humble opinion. The world is fucked.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Fucking every year, my wife's office.
Yeah, they shindig, huh?
Every year they have the office holiday party here in our home. And it's like one
Yeah, I've been to one once.
Yeah, and it's like one of the worst days of the year for me, man. But it's not about
you need a little backup. Let me know.
Yeah, I will let you know. But I, you know, I've come to realize it's not about me.
Yeah,
you know, like I make it a thing. It's as long as it's not about me, I can get through it.
I think that, and that's what the important thing is that I realize too. It's like it can't be about me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even with all like a lot of stuff I'm dealing with in life or whatever, it's like it can't. It's not like right now, it's really not about me. You know yeah. what I mean? Like I didn't want to go to Costco after doing all this, taking care of all my errands this morning.
Right.
But, you know, my housemaid's dealing with some stuff.
Yeah.
And I need to like not be like, oh, no, I don't want to go to Costco.
Yeah.
Because he might not get another chance for somebody to go to Costco for him for like, you know, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll tell you my personal trick for Costco. Earbuds.
Yeah, I forgot my, I see my cell phone was dead and I was like,
so that's a bummer.
I had to charge that at home. Usually the people that are smart that I see walking around do that. They have their earbuds in.
Mm-hmm.
We're just walking around,
dude,
in a nice little spot.
Dude, you go in with earbuds and a list. You stay in your own little world. You keep your head on a swivel so you don't get in anyone's way.
Right.
Or run through people. And you get in and out, and it's usually not a big deal until you're fucking like ready to walk out the door and some bitch stopped just in the middle of fucking door.
Yeah. So let's move on. There's some other stuff I wanted to talk about too, but now I got this fucking, whoa.
Yeah. That dog wants to lick your face.
Yeah. She just did.
Yep.
You're cute and everything, dog, but
she will lick your face. When I get home from work, she licks all the mail off my face.
That's good.
I mean, it's...
Does she lick her own butt, though?
Yeah, she's a dog. This is one of the things about having a dog. You have to understand that your dog is going to love on you, and your dog also loves on its own butt and its own bits.
And its own bits.
And you just need to sort of accept that there's going to be that.
I saw our dog this morning,
mm-hmm.
after I fed it, went outside to do its business,
mm-hmm.
and it did its business, and I was like looking around. It's like looking around, and then went down, sniffed its own business,
uh-huh.
and it started looking at its own business. Uh-huh. And I'm like, "You're a poop licker.
He's a poop licker.
You're a poop licker. Yeah. You poop licking dog." So, like, I don't know if there's a point to this episode or not. We're just chatting.
There's so rarely a point to any of our episodes.
It's a podcast about nothing.
Yeah,
and it makes you think of something.
Hopefully, it makes you think of something. I just had a thought.
What's that?
French toast is delightful.
It is.
Yeah.
Some good ass French toast.
Yeah.
The Rock's French toast.
The Rock's. Yeah.
Dude, have you seen that guy's French toast?
No. Does he have like a French toast recipe?
Dude, it's like on Prius bread. Is that what it's called?
Prius bread?
It's like that thick fucking bread. Is that what it is? It's
you
like
mean brioche?
Brioche.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Brioche bread. It's fucking got like fucking granola, fucking honey, fucking dips it in tequila. I don't know what else he does, but
all right,
it's pretty fucking epic.
Nice.
He posted on the gram a lot.
Yeah, my mom makes a really good fucking French toast, like a really good fucking French toast.
Yeah.
Like
I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good French toast guy.
I can make a good French toast when I apply myself, but now I don't. Like, I'm trying not to eat that kind of stuff.
But see, there's a healthy way you can make French toast. I learned a healthy way to make it.
Yeah, it's a lot less delicious that way.
It is, but it's still good.
Okay.
It's still good. Trust me when I say it's okay. Still good.
All right.
Use some egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
Use some fucking, what's it called? Not sugar, but stevia. Mm. Or not stevia, but the other stuff, the yellow stuff.
Like Splenda?
Splenda.
All right.
A little bit of cinnamon,
mm-hmm.
use a little low-calorie syrup. I know it's still not, you know, fucking all glorious French toast, but it gets the job done when you have it, when you're, like, checking your weight and whatever, and you're trying to eat in a caloric deficit or whatever.
You lost me at egg whites.
It's good, man. You should try it. You don't have to skimp on the bread.
Well, I personally do have to skimp on the bread, because bread fucks me, like, as far as my, like, eating and shit goes, mm-hmm. I know what my body's sensitive to in a negative way.
Right.
And it's fucking like those refined carbs, the breads, the sugars. That's the shit that fucks me up, man.
Do you have a gluten allergy?
I don't know if I have a gluten allergy or if my body just doesn't like wheat.
Isn't that gluten?
Well, there's gluten in wheat, yeah. That's one of the primary ingredients when we were inventing wheat. And we were putting it together, and we're like, we're going to throw in some chaff. We're going to throw in some wheat. We're going to sprinkle on some
fucking
gluten. Yeah.
But yeah, man, you know what else I did?
What?
That I'm kind of proud of myself that I did?
Tell me.
Before the holiday, before Thanksgiving and Black Friday and all that shit came?
Tell me.
I fucking uninstalled TikTok.
Hey, good for you.
Because you know what was going to happen?
What?
I was going to open my feed, and it was going to be like, oh, so-and-so is having their Black Friday sale right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we're having our live Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
You need to get this right now. Right now. Right now.
Right now.
The dog will not be barking when I edit this.
Well, hopefully. But if she
because every episode she does it. Yeah, and every episode I'm able to edit it out.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, man, I didn't want to deal with that. So I uninstalled the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm going to install it again.
You know what? TikTok's a fucking...
Isn't it getting banned in January or some shit like that? I heard something like they're taking it down in January.
They're not.
I heard
they're,
something about January.
I don't know. But I do know this. TikTok is like the crack cocaine of the tech.
Yeah, you got to do something about that. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Fill time.
All right, I'm killing time while Max deals with his dog. Hopefully I'm able to edit that out. And if I do edit that out, and you guys don't hear a dog, you guys don't hear a dog at all, leave a comment on this episode about no dog. Because that means my editing skills have gotten good. You know? Because that's what I've been working on. I edit the podcast myself, so I've learned how to edit over time and how to do a better episode. So if I take the dog out, if I'm able to edit that dog out, let me know in the comments on the episode. Like, I didn't hear a dog. And if you don't hear a dog, that means I did my job as an editor slash podcaster.
I'm back. I flushed her down the toilet.
Good. Somebody's gonna say some shit. Why are you flushing your dog down the toilet?
That's my bit of outrage.
Yeah.
This episode, I'm shooting for a bit of outrage for every episode.
You flushed your dog down the toilet. How could you flush your dog down the toilet?
And I'll tell you exactly how. She's a very small dog.
She is.
So she fit.
She fit. And it'd just be like a large poop going down the toilet.
Yeah, honestly, she's mostly fur. So you put her in there. And
we are going for outrage right
now. Yeah, you put her in there and the fur gets wet. It just weights her down. She sinks like a stone and then you just flush it.
Right.
It's like flushing a giant turd.
Hey, at least we're not talking about eating dogs, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we want to get really outrageous.
Yeah.
Talk about eating dogs.
They are perfectly edible.
In some countries, they actually do.
In fact, every country, people at some point in history had dogs as a staple food.
Yeah.
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 Because they're plentiful and they're edible.
And hey, if the zombies come.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Well, honestly, I would have decoy dogs.
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse, you know, have a decoy dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really back on a zombie kick for some reason.
Dude, I've been watching Walking Dead.
Have you?
Yeah.
You know what? With The Walking Dead, I can only get through like the first five seasons. And I think the best season out of The Walking Dead, my two favorite seasons, is season two. And a lot of people don't like season two, but I think fucking season two, the way they tie it up at the end.
Yeah. Season two is actually great. As a whole,
it's great. Right.
Yeah.
And the stuff at the tail end, the stuff with the governor is really good.
That's season three.
Yeah. Stuff with all the episodes with the governor are fucking great.
Yeah.
And then they just fucking did this weird thing in season six and they introduced that Negan guy, I think, in season six.
So yeah, six or seven.
And yeah.
You know what? But Negan was a compelling fucking character.
Yeah.
If you could get over the discomfort of him.
Yeah.
Because he was also just so.
So I haven't watched. I've tried watching. Like, I always tell myself, like, hey, I'm gonna try watching everything from season seven to the last season because I haven't seen any of that. And I start season seven and it happens to me every time. It happens to me every time where I start season seven and I get three episodes in. I'm like, this is just fucking horrible.
Dude, you got to fucking power through.
I can't.
Seriously, just power through. If you power through, it's worth it. Because this happens to me all the time when I'm watching a show.
Right.
I'll get to a place where I'm like, I just can't watch anymore. I'm done with it. But if people tell me, hey, this is a worthwhile show, it's worth finishing. If I power through. If I get through that one or two episodes that I just wasn't feeling, it fucking comes together and I fucking enjoy the shit out of the rest of the ride. And at the end of it, I'm grateful to have gotten through those episodes too
because
were important for the plot or whatever.
See, I always just try and do that.
Yeah.
But season seven of The Walking Dead is just so not good.
It is if you don't mind watching the characters that you love get horribly abused by an asshole. And with no fucking end in sight. That's the seventh season of the show.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I gotta try again.
Just keep going.
Cause I always go back and watch season. I always will go back every once in a while and I'll watch season two again, just cause I like it so much. Yeah,
that's great. That was back when it was still about zombies.
Yeah.
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 But fucking like seasons up seven, them getting horribly abused by an asshole, and season eight, the whole season is them fighting back.
Yeah.
Right. So like, those are like, they're necessary, the both of them. But yeah, right. Season seven's hard to get through, man.
The other one was the whisper, the ones with the whisperers.
Oh, the whisperers. Yeah. That's like later. That's like, yeah, but
they spent way too much time on that. They spent like three seasons on that.
Yeah. Like two seasons on that. Yeah. I'm just finishing up the whisperer bit.
Yeah.
I just literally just watched through the end of the Whisperers.
I've never made it all the way through.
Yeah.
I've tried. But yeah, man. Maybe I should give that another try.
The Whisperers were another tough one.
Some of the spin-off shows are good though.
I haven't seen any of
the Daryl spin-offs. The Daryl Dixon one is good.
They're in like season two or three of that.
Yeah.
Now.
The first season was good.
All right.
The zombies are better in that show.
That's good.
And
the zombies are French.
You know? Yeah. Oh, you know why I got put on the zombie kick again? Was not because of The Walking Dead. So during my walks, when I do my cardio, I started listening to audiobooks.
Yeah.
And I found World War Z audiobook. The original, not the one they made, because they made two, right? There's the original, and then they made one after the movie came out to make it more sense to go with the movie. It's kind of stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
They made like a bastardized one based on the movie?
Yeah.
Because the movie was so bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a trilogy, and the second movie was supposed to be direct in line with the book.
Yeah, here's the thing. The first movie was so out of line with the book, nothing could have salvaged it.
I mean, the audiobook is fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's Max Brooks' fucking masterpiece, World War Z. It's a great book.
And so on my walks, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
And it's really gotten me back into zombies again.
Yeah.
And some people try to tell me zombies aren't real, but fucking man, they're coming.
Why not?
They're coming.
Why not? Fucking, I've been reading an old series by Orson Scott Card, like the Memory of Earth series. This means nothing to you, but I've been loving it, man. I'm just drinking it up.
Nice.
And it's this weird sci-fi series where people are like using old timey technology, right, but it's still sci-fi, and it's just the premise is like, what if God was real? It's great, man. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of TikTok, during this episode?
Yeah.
I just got a notification from TikTok.
You don't have the app anymore? They're sending you notifications. Yeah. Please download us again.
Basically.
Like, those bitches.
We haven't seen you in a while. You haven't logged in a while.
Those Chinese bitches.
They
just want you back sucking the crack pipe.
Dude, I don't know if I want to download it again.
Don't. Man, don't do it. I weaned myself off of TikTok recently.
Yeah.
But I still have the app, and I'm like just now realizing, like, one of these days I'm gonna get bored and open the app out of curiosity.
And you're just gonna be stuck.
And I'll be right back in, man.
Well, the thing that happened is I had another phone, right? And my other phone, I told you last week, I had this huge crack on the side of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the wires are fucking coming out of it.
Yeah.
And I had this old phone, which was a backup phone. And long story short, I had to get the little door for the SD card to go in. And I paid $6 for it. I was able to switch the phone for cheap. And the company that I have for my phone carrier wanted to charge me $29 for it.
Yeah.
So I just saved some money there.
Hell yeah.
But when I did all that with my phone, I didn't install TikTok.
Good.
And I was just like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only for the podcast, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, I don't know.
Fuck it, man. TikTok's a bummer, dude.
And lately it's just been people selling shit. That's all it's been.
There's still just as much on it as always. It's just that's what the algorithm decided it wanted to show you.
Yeah.
Based on your fucking pupil dilation and shit.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We're about 35 minutes in.
Yeah, we are.
You gotta
we started with Santa's a bitch. This is going to be our outrage episode, man. Yeah. We started with Santa's a bitch.
That's the name of the episode.
The outrage episode.
The outrage episode.
We started with Santa's a bitch. We're fucking eating dogs.
We're telling you to think for yourself.
We're telling you to think for yourself. I know, so offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's the name of the episode, dude. The outrage episode.
I just described a book I'm reading as What If God Was Real. If you're a person who believes in God, that's got to offend you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
See, how else can we offend some people before we wrap this up?
I don't know. If we have to reach for it,
yeah, I think we're
then
done.
It's just, you know, yeah.
Hopefully, this is not our holiday episode yet, because we usually do a Christmas episode.
Yeah, and this one started with Santa's a bitch, so yeah. It probably shouldn't be the Christmas
episode. No, it's not going to be the Christmas episode. This is going to be, what was it again? Outrage. The outrage episode.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the outrage episode.
This is the outrage episode.
And maybe next episode we'll record the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you guys like engaging with us and all that, like you did before, fucking send us an email. Go to our website. Send us an email. Email. Let us know what you think. I appreciate the fact that people reached out to me and called me, you know, a monster.
Yeah. Do it more. Everybody reach out and call Shane a monster. Call Shane all the worst things you can think of. I will read those emails.
No, he won't.
Oh,
but I will.
I will read them on air for all to hear.
But I'll read them. And I might even answer you back.
Yeah.
So put that in your pipe.
Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it with your TikTok.
Until next time, people.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Be better.
Yeah.